the blessing to come here to Union Church to worship with some of the Lord's people. We know the several that all of us in particular are struggling in some way. Thought about that song we sung a few moments ago, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, where it said, raise the fallen, cheer the faint. I don't know about you this morning, Brother Hunter, but I'm faint a little bit. Normally I wouldn't be here on Fourth Sunday, Brother James. I would be with a little praying band up at Chunky, Mississippi. But due to the resurgence of this COVID virus, we were going to have service there today, but they elected not to. Much of the membership of that church is aged and very vulnerable to this malady that plagues our people at this time. But I was hoping to see Brother Joe here today too. But pray for me a little while. I won't stand with you before you long, but I do want to bring some things to your attention this morning before we give way to Brother James. It's just a time. It is good to see you here this morning. We continue to pray. Last time I was here at the church service, I tried to look at things in Scripture that, in the book of Acts, there's some interesting reading. If you go to the book of Acts, you'll find the details of the journeys of Paul and those that walked with him and taught with much resistance in many places. There was a time where Paul said he was beaten of the Jews. 40 lashes, save one, 5 different times. 195 times he was beaten with a whip across his back. But, yet he said, I endure all things for the elect's sake. Think about that this morning. Let that soak in, Brother Doug. I endure all things for the elect's sake. These men met with great resistance in their efforts to preach. As they went around, as I told you before, the last time I was here, of course, Jerusalem is on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea, and then you have Asia, Italy, and Greece and Italy. And they went to those places and preached. I went to Thessalonica, and there's a man by the name of Jason there. He was a Jewish convert that had converted to the teachings of Paul and to that doctrine that was once delivered to the saints. And there was a great multitude, lewd fellow to the baser sort, it said. There were the evil people that came and assaulted his house and took him captive and sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. And they went to Berea and they said those that were there were more noble than the Thessalonians and that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. I encourage all of us to search the Scriptures daily. I believe it'll make a great impact upon our life and the extent, the degree to which we faint while we walk. Because we know in Scripture, Paul told the church at Rome, said, if God be for us, who then can be against us? Concerns me very deeply what's going on in America right now. The COVID virus is rampant and taking lives of a lot of our people and restricting our freedoms to a great extent. But also it's this anarchy. The anarchy is a state of chaos when there's an absence of authority or non-recognition of authority. I encourage you this morning to pray. I got two bracelets on. I wear these bracelets quite often. If there's a cause and someone makes them available to me, I got one that says pray for Charlie. And then when I heard, that her cancer scans were clear, I thought about, do I still wear it? I said, well, yeah, I still wear it. To pray a prayer of thanksgiving that the Lord has brought her to this point. And we need to pray again as she heads back to the doctor this week. I got another one on my wrist that says, we back the blue. We back the blue. Just a while back, I had one of my students at Enterprise whose dad was killed in the line of duty. Policeman of the Brookhaven Police Department, two men there that had children in our school district. And I want to pray for those people who are defending our protecting us and serving us and I want to hasten along because I want to give way to Brother James. But, you know, there's a place in Scripture that says, I believe it's in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 12. It says, if a man does presumptuously, now I have to tell you, I had to go look that word up. Presumptuously means having not having reverence for sacred things. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a Jewish synagogue, if it's a Islamic mosque, it's the old Baptist church here at Ruth, Mississippi. It is unacceptable in the eyes of God to deface or to spray graffiti or to destroy that temple in any way. This is a sacred place. You know, my home church up at Antioch, we've got a bullet hole through the wall where some young boys one time just in mischief shot through our building. I can't imagine that. But, it says if you do presumptuously, if you don't show reverence for sacred things, and you do not hearken unto the voice of the hearken unto the priest or the judge, that person shall die. That's what Scripture says. Another place in Scripture, the book of Ezra, in chapter 7, verse 26, I believe it is. In Ezra 7 and 26, it says that if we do not do the will of God or the will of the king, judgment shall be executed speedily, and we shall receive death or banishment or confiscation of goods or imprisonment. It's a serious thing to deface the things of God and to... You know, I mentioned in the last time I was here and tried to preach the over in Acts chapter 19, there was great resistance as Paul, what he was presenting. You know, the place they preach in Antioch, which is in Greece. They preach in Antioch. And you know what it said there? They preached several Sundays in a row. And the Bible says all who were ordained to eternal life believed. All who were ordained to eternal life believed. I believe this morning, I'm convinced this morning that I am standing before a congregation, Brother Joe, of believers. That this book has no error. And that one day a sovereign God will return to get what he paid for with his own precious blood and redeem the God out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. We just show things. You know, the Bible says we're to render unto Caesar, which is Caesar's. We're to render unto God the things that are God's. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There's been great hardship in the lives of our people. When I was Brother Levi's age, a lot of you will remember, we had a church building right over here. There was no air conditioning. There was no air conditioning. But oftentimes I find myself wishing that I could go back to the future. I could go back in time and turn the hands of time back to another meeting over there. And the old saints of God, you know, if I remember correctly, my dad said he didn't spend a night in an air-conditioned room until he got to college at Southwest Community College. But my dad refers to it as the good old days. You know, there's been many times where there was great unrest, and we can read about it in Scripture, and none more so than. Over in the book of near the end of three different of the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, and Luke chapter 23, it talks about a time when they brought a man by the name of Jesus Christ before Pontius Pilate. And Pontius Pilate looked at the evidence, he looked at the witness that was there, and he said, "I find no fault with this man." But there was a great multitude there that cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." As they asked, he said, you know, it was a custom there, a tradition, that at the time of the Passover feast, that they would release a prisoner. You know, sometimes we hear about that as the governor goes out of office, how they pardon different criminals. They have that authority in the executive branch of government. Pilate had the authority to release into them one prisoner, as was their custom. And he thought he would give them a choice that would be wouldn't require any decision, any time to think about it or pray about it. He said, "We'll release unto you the Bible said called him a notable prisoner, it means notorious. He was a notorious prisoner. The Bible says I forget the word, escapes me there, but he had committed murder, in an insurrection. During an uprising, during an upheaval of the people, he had committed murder. He said, hey, I'm going to give the people a choice that certainly we will be able to release the Son of God and not force him to go to the place that he's headed. And he asked him, said, which one shall release unto you? And they said, release unto us Barabbas. He said, what about Jesus, the one who is the call of the Christ? He said, crucify him. And they led him away. First they scourged him. They whipped him. They led him away, and you know all about the mock trial. They put on a purple robe and bowed down and making fun of him. Hail, King of the Jews. The Bible says they spat in his face. The Bible says that they blindfolded him. And they buffeted him. They punched him in his face. They took the blindfold off and said, now tell us which one of us hit you. But you remember when he went to the cross of Calvary, what he said. The first thing he said as he was suspended on the cross, he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's the God we serve. Brother Jewel, that's when we can come together in a world of unrest and of COVID virus and of heartbreak, Sister Tanya. And we can sing it as well with my soul. Because he said, he'd never leave us nor forsake us. You know, I pray for the day again when we'll gather at Union Church and all who have a desire to be here can be here without mask, but rejoicing and embracing one another once again with a firm handshake and a hug. As the brothers and sisters in Christ and servants of the Most High God, I encourage me. I encourage you. Yeah, this Wednesday morning, I don't know what I'm going to do. My girls asked me, where I'm going to sleep in. I said, I don't know. I may have that opportunity, but I don't think I will. But what I pray for, Brother James, is a deeper commitment to be like those Bereans, to search the Scriptures daily, and to be a better servant in His kingdom and a better minister unto His saints. Because I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I've been able to endure the struggles of this present world. I convey to you this morning, I've had them. I've had some struggles. Brother Dennis Rushing had a daughter, Sister Sarah Rushing, killed in a car accident when she was 20 years old, I think, if I remember correctly. Almost every time he comes to church, he'll select a song, The Lord Has Been So Good to Me. He'll give you the strength to board that jet and go to California. I know you long to see your son. We long to see him too. Friends, let's continue to pray that the Lord will bless us and will see us through these trials and bring us back together one more time that we may rejoice. You know, we're getting close to annual meeting time. And I know last week, 2 weeks ago at Antioch, last Sunday, we voted to delay our meeting. We had Brother Adam Green coming. We were looking forward to it. The last time I heard Brother Adam Green preach, I got released from cardiac intensive care that morning on the fifth Sunday in July of 2017. When I got released, I went straight to Antioch Church. And Brother Adam Green preached. Some of you were there. What a blessing it was to be together. And we trust we'll be together again. We're thankful for this blessing. Let us never take it for granted. Let's do things that are pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brother James, come preach for us.